What makes a concept big? ExxonMobil has a concept that could more than double the world's carbon capture and storage capacity. Learn more about ExxonMobil's efforts to advance climate solutions at energyfactor.com.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, May 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Being stuck at home during the pandemic with not a lot of places to spend money allowed many people to give their personal finances a boost. In 2020, Americans paid off credit card debt to the tune of $83 billion and crossed out another $49 billion in the first quarter of this year. So what debt should be next on the list?
A lot of the different financial advisors I spoke with said the rules are a little bit more loose and fluid these days.
We'll have more on the new rules from our personal finance reporter Amber Burton after the break.
What makes a concept big? How about more than doubling the world's carbon capture and storage capacity? ExxonMobil is working on a plan that has the potential to capture and store roughly 100 million metric tons of CO2 per year from the industrial area around the Houston Ship Channel. Learn more about ExxonMobil's efforts to advance climate solutions at energyfactor.com.
Among all the different kinds of debt a person can have, credit card balances typically carry the highest interest rates. So wiping those off can be a big and important step. But what should you pay down next? Personal finance reporter Amber Burton ran some numbers and she checked in with some financial professionals. Amber, thanks for taking the time to chat.
Thanks for having me.
So Amber, a lot of people were hurting financially during the pandemic. How were they able to pay down so much credit card debt?
The ability to pay down so much credit card debt during this time really stemmed from just the amount of federal aid and help that came through. So, you know, you had the stimulus checks coming in, and you also had different initiatives like the mortgage forbearance option and also the student loan forbearance option for federal student loans. And that really gave people more room to focus on paying down that high interest credit card debt.
So once they paid that off and they looked to wipe out more debt, is the rule about paying off the higher interest rate debt still in play?
Not necessarily. A lot of the different financial advisors I spoke with said the rules are a little bit more loose and fluid these days. Traditionally, the next priority would have been student loans. But now, since federal student loans, at least, are in forbearance, you have the option to move on to other types of credit. So instead of necessarily moving to your student loan debt next, you could start focusing on those personal loans. One financial advisor I spoke with said really taking a look at your debt kind of in a holistic way is the best way to figure that out. So for example, when you're looking at maybe I should move on to my auto loans next, it's looking at, you know, how much debt is left on that auto loan? Has that debt surpassed the actual price of the car? If so, you know, it might be better for you to start considering right away, should I just go ahead and sell the car and cut my losses here? Or should I just double down and go ahead and pay this one right away? So taking it all into consideration, laying it out in front of you, will help you figure out, you know, the immediacy in which you should be paying it all off.
Now, paying off your credit card debt can go a long way in improving your personal finances, like boosting your credit score. So how can people keep their credit score at that higher level?
People can keep their credit score high if they just continue to pay that bill in full every month. So paying it in whole instead of paying the minimum is going to keep that credit score up, so you can keep enjoying the benefits of that higher credit score.
And how can people put that higher credit score to work for them?
Yeah, we all know that the higher the credit score, the more access you seem to have to the financial system. So one of the perks that comes with that is access to different things like being able to refinance. So you're able to refinance some other loans in debt that you might have and get a lower interest rate. So that's one big perk to look into. You also, you know, have the ability to create space for taking on additional credit assets. You know, maybe taking out additional loans if you're looking to buy a house or even, you know, get a car. This will make it a little bit easier. Having that higher credit score makes you eligible to take on some of those new assets and financial milestones.
Not everyone is able to get down to a zero balance, and maybe they shouldn't want to. Is there any reason having credit card debt could be beneficial to someone's finances?
Existing credit card debt can actually be beneficial because you do have more options these days to do something like a balance transfer. So if you do still have a balance, it's okay. There are more offers appearing right now as we come out of the pandemic. Credit card companies are getting a little bit more comfortable lending to others, extending more offers. And so you might have a chance to do a balance transfer if you're still carrying that credit card debt. And with a balance transfer, a lot like refinancing, you're often coming into a lower offer. There's also the ability sometimes to, you know, have no interest for a certain period of time or not have to pay for a certain number of months. So it's definitely worth checking out the different offers that are coming onto the market right now because credit card providers are definitely increasing their offers back to what they were pre-pandemic.
Some financial advisors actually suggest that people not aggressively pay down their debt, but instead just pay the minimums. Why?
Yeah, so some financial advisors are recommending not paying down all of your debt right now because they're really seeing this as a strategic time, a real opportunity for some people to, you know, take care of some other responsibilities and also kind of shield themselves from the uncertainty that's still coming. There are a lot of people who are still unsure of what next year could look like. We're still on our way out of the pandemic. So instead of paying off all of your debt right now, a lot of financial advisors are recommending, you know, just keep paying your minimums, but, you know, keep putting money into your retirement fund, keep putting money into your emergency savings, and really focus on building that up because, as we know, you can never quite expect a rainy day.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Amber Burton. Amber, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.